Some cultures believe what you eat tonight affects your fortune in the coming year. A look at some of the New Year's lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 31st, the 365th and final day of 2013. Actors Ben Kingsley and gymnast Gabby Douglas share a birthday. New Year's Eve is celebrated with a rich tradition of folklore around the world, and the New Year's Eve meal plays an important role. A Cuban tradition is to eat 12 grapes, one for each month of the past year. It's customary in Buddhist temples to eat noodles at midnight. In the southern U.S., it's considered lucky to eat black-eyed peas. In Denmark, boiled cod is the meal of choice, while the Dutch make donut-like fritters called oliebollen. And German folklore says eating herring on New Year's Eve will bring you luck in the coming year, but probably not a kiss at midnight. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.